He's been a collector since 1937. With the Smithsonian, he issued an LP box set, the early Victor Herbert recordings. Most of us are very indebted to him as co-author with Brian Rust of the Complete Entertainment Discography. Has numerous articles in Hobbies and other journals, and many of ARSC presentations as well. So today, to speak on the subject of Jack Norworth, King of the Palace, Alan Debus.
My interest in the, can everyone hear? All set? Okay. My interest in the popular music of the early years of the last century began as a boy listening to the records stored in my great aunt's Victrola, which they'd bought in 1908. My favorites were by Blanche Ring, Billy Murray, and three records they had made by Nora Bays and Jack Norworth in 1910. When I was in high school some years later, Jack Norworth starred in Village Green at the Great Northern Theater in Chicago. This was in November 1941, and I went to see the show. Is the slide? There we are. The show itself was really not a very memorable show, but I do recall Jack Norworth's curtain call. The reviewer in the Chicago Daily News wrote that it is when Village Green is over that it starts to come to life. For then, its star, Jack Norworth, comes out alone on the Great Northern stage, and by the curtain speech route, sings a medley of his old song hits, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, Come Along My Mandy, Apple Blossom Time in Normandy, Shine on Harvest Moon, and others of his heyday, when with Nora Bays he was a vaudeville headliner instead of a character actor. When he sings, Mr. Norworth is still the master, sure of touch and note, his thin, light voice striking like a xylophonist's hammer upon old wood blocks seasoned in sentiment. Over the next decade, I continued to collect all of the Norworth recordings I could find, and with the attempt to revive vaudeville in the late 1940s, and with the advent of television, it became possible to actually see a number of stars who were still active. In 1952, Norworth appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. I wrote him at that time, and this led to a lively correspondence until his death. I know now that I did not ask him many of the questions I should have, but nevertheless, I learned much about his remarkable career. Born in 1879, Jack Norworth seemed at first destined to be a sailor. He spent 6 years on the sea before turning to the stage. In 1898, he entered vaudeville in an act titled The Jailbird Coon, but he soon gave up blackface. This is a 1901 sheet with Norworth as then in his early 20s. By 1906, he was featured with his wife, Louise Dresser, in a Lou Fields production, About Town, where he sang When Tommy Atkins Marries Dolly Gray. In 1906, Norworth also teamed with Albert von Tilzer, brother of the more famous Harry, to write a series of songs for which he wrote the lyrics. Jack's first song was only a moderate success, Holding Hands, but his next attempt the following year was Honey Boy, which was a major hit. I've taped the choruses of four of the Norworth von Tilzer songs from 1907 and 1908. The first of these, Honey Boy, is sung by Jack Norworth and is from a 1956 West Coast television show, Down Tin Pan Alley. The second, Good Evening, Caroline, is from a Victor by Elise Stevenson and Frank C. Stanley. And the third, Smarty, is again by Jack Norworth from the 1956 television show. Take Me Out to the Ball Game is sung by Albert von Tilzer, here from the Cavalcade of American Music performed at the San Francisco Fair in 1940. Thank you.
Johnny boy, you know my heart is grieving when you are sailing, sailing on the sea. Honey boy, honey boy, and if ever you should take a notion to go sailing across the road to the ocean, honey dear, never fear, I'll be waiting, waiting, waiting for you, honey boy.
Good evening, Caroline.
Good evening.
Never saw you losing fine.
Really?
How's your mom?
Fine, thanks.
How's your mom?
He's well.
Tell me first just how you are.
Never better.
Good dear, my heart is fine.
Is that so?
Say that you'll be mine.
This is so sudden.
Now take your time.
Yeah, then.
Make up your mind.
Anything else?
Good evening, Caroline.
Good evening.
Casey was baseball mad, had the fever and had his bat, just to root for the hometown crew every two, Katie Blue. On a Saturday, her young beau called to see if she'd like to go to see a show, but Miss Kate said no. I'll tell you what you can do. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with a crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three, strike, you're out. It's the old ball game.
In 1908, Norworth met and married Nora Bays, his second wife. As a team, they became one of the most popular acts, first in vaudeville and then in musical revues. They were signed by Ziegfeld for The Follies of 1908, in which Jack sang Over on the Jersey Side, and as a duet, they sang their own song, Shine on Harvest Moon. In The Follies of 1909, they introduced another one of their own songs, I'm Glad I'm a Boy, I'm Glad I'm a Girl. On the tape, I have one chorus of Billy Murray's Victor of Over on the Jersey Side, followed by a home recording made by Jack Norworth of Shine on Harvest Moon for Jim Walsh. The third selection is the first half of the Billy Murray Ada Jones recording of I'm Glad I'm a Boy.
Time is over, they don't know it, that I'll bet. Over on the Jersey side. That Taft is our new president, they haven't heard it yet. Over on the Jersey side. I asked a Jersey man quite plain which man he liked in the late campaign. He said, gee, we voted for James E. Blaine. Over on the Jersey side. Jersey, Jersey. I could say some nasty things about New Jersey, but once my darling mother said, don't speak unkindly of the dead over on the Jersey Jersey, Jersey, over on the Jersey side.
The night was mighty dark and you could hardly see, for the moon refused to shine. A couple sitting underneath a willow tree, for love they pine. Little maid was kind of afraid of darkness, so she said, I guess I'll go. The boy began to sigh, he looked up at the sky, told the moon his little tale of woe. Shine on, harvest moon, up in the sky. I ain't had no love since January, February, June or July. No time, ain't no time to say outdoors and spoon. Shine on, shine on, harvest moon, for me and my gal.
I have no time for you. I'm busy now and have to play, but please don't look so blue. I love you lots, I give you my word, I'll play with you by and by. Girls should be seen and never heard, so wipe that tear from your eye, 'cause you know I hate to see a lady cry. Oh gee, I'm glad I'm a boy. I'm glad I'm a boy, with marbles and fishing and roller skates too. I have much more fun than you do. Gee, you're jealous of me, and I know the reason why. I'm so glad I was born just a plain little boy.
Norworth and Bays had their own publishing house, and they traveled in a private railway car. When they left Ziegfeld, they starred in a succession of musicals. They also signed a contract with Victor and recorded some 20 songs between March 1910 and April 1911. In their first session, they recorded Shine on, Harvest Moon, but this was never released, according to Jack, the reason being that it was already considered too old. Most of the songs that were released came from the Jolly Bachelors, which opened in 1910, a show that included the Bays hit, Has Anybody Here Seen Kelly? Nor was popular vaudeville number, The College Medley, and the Bays-Norworth duet, Come Along My Mandy. This show was followed by Little Miss Fix-It in 1911, which included Turn Off Your Light, Mr. Moon Man. Here I have recorded the first verse and chorus of Come Along My Mandy, sung by Jack Norworth, and the final two choruses of Turn Off Your Light, Mr. Moon Man, sung by Bays and Norworth.
Long. A little bird does sing. time to lose. Everybody's waiting with the rifle on you. So come along, my man. The sun is bright, hooray. So it's whining, whining, bounding, bounding, a mighty happy wedding day.
After Little Miss Fix-It, they were featured in several Lou Fields musicals in 1912, including the Weber and Fields Music Hall production and the Sun Dodgers. In both of these, Bays and Norworth sang When It's Apple Blossom Time in Normandy, here sung by Harry McDonough and Marguerite Dunlap on Victor. With the breakup of their marriage in 1913, Norworth went back to vaudeville and then went to England, where he stayed for 3 years. Appearing first in London in 1914 in Hello Tango, he went on to play the English music halls, where he had a hit with the most famous tongue twister of the war years, Sister Susie's Sewing Shirts for Soldiers. The reviewer in the Talking Machine News for March 1915 wrote, "This clever young American who has set all the country singing the sibilant syllables of Sister Susie Sewing Shirts for Soldiers is now under contract to Columbia, his first record of the Immortal Maiden appearing this month. Jack Norworth's style is quiet and restrained, and he gets his laughs without resorting to any boisterous or shouting methods. In fact, he is almost confidential with his audiences."
Lots and lots and lots of shirts he sends off to the soldiers, and sailors won't be jealous when they see them, not at all. And when we say her stitching will set all the soldiers itching, she says our soldiers fight best when their backs against the wall. And little brother Gussie, he who lives when he says yes, says, where's the cotton gone from off my kite? Oh, I can't get. Sister Susie, so we search for soldiers. Such skill at sewing shirts, our shy young sister Susie shows. Some soldiers send it here, so say they sooner sleep on thistles than a saucy, soft, short shirt for soldiers, sister Susie sews. Now everybody!
Sister Susie sewing shirts for soldiers.
Good!
Still a sewing shirt, our shy young sister Susie
sews. It isn't sister Susie. So you're getting it all wrong, and love it for the last time.
The saucy, soft, short shirt for soldiers, sister Susie sews.
In the spring of 1915, Jack Norworth appeared in Rosy Rapture with a book by Sir James Barrie, the famed author of Peter Pan. The French dancer, Gaby Dalí, had the most prominent role, but the best songs were Norworth's. Here he repeated his tongue-twisting success with a new number, a telephone song, Which Switch is the Switch Miss for Ipswich?
Hello, hello, is that Ipswich to do? Then listen, please do, until I am through. If that's the Ipswich Music Hall, then I'm right. I want everyone who is with you tonight to lend me their ears when my song I begin. And when I have finished, they all may join in. Pardon me, just a moment, just a moment, miss. I say they'll never learn it this way, you know. I think you better fling the words on the screen the same as that chap, that chap Jack, you know who I mean. Yes, oh, are the words on so that all can follow now? All right, thank you. Ready? Go.
Which switch is the switch miss for Ipswich?
It's the Ipswich switch miss for Ipswich. Which switch, just pardon me, just a moment, miss. I say, would you mind telling them that I didn't say which stick slips the slip stick? No, this is not the song of the church, you know. And another thing, I seem to hear someone saying sweat. It isn't 10 o'clock yet, is it? Oh, I thought not. I'll tell them not to drink it, to sing it. Now then, for the grand finale, put the words back again on the screen. Are you all right? Ready, aim, fire.
Which switch is the switch miss for Ipswich? It's the Ipswich switch which I require. Which switch switches Ipswich with this switch? You switch my switch on the wrong wire. You switch me on Ipswich, not Ipswich. So now to present further hints, if you'll tell me which is Norwich and which is Ipswich, I'll know which is which. Which is the switch miss for Ipswich? It's the Ipswich which I require. Which is Ipswich with this switch? You switch my switch on the wrong wire. You switch me on Norwich, not Ipswich. So now to prevent further hits, if you'll tell me which is Norwich and which is Ipswich, I'll know which is which.
After the closing of Rosy Rapture, Norworth teamed with another American member of this particular cast, Gertrude Lang, in a show called A Syncopated Romance, in which they toured the English provinces. Columbia recorded 6 selections from this show, which are of interest because they preserve the dialogue leading to the songs. One example is another Moon song, this one, Go Away, Mr. Moon. In addition to vaudeville and revues, he appeared in the Schubert Gaieties of 1919, and then in his own show, My Lady Friends, which played through 1921.
right.
No, I'm too careful.
Fruit.
Cute.
Go.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Clear.
Dear.
Oh, won't.
Don't.
Oh.
Flow.
Kiss.
Bliss.
Love.
Now, what is this? A rhyming competition? Are we having a fight or what?
Don't know.
Now listen, dear, there's just a few little things I'd like to find out before I lead you to the halter. Tell me the truth, will you? Now, if born abroad and not British, state national, well, no, I don't need to know that. Now, your age, last birthday.
Oh, darling, that's an easy question.
Well, we'll put it down as DC.
What's DC?
Dirty Trick. And are you single, married, or widow?
Neither, darling.
And number of children dependent on you?
None, darling.
That's good. Are you skilled in any work other than that upon which you are at present employed, and if so, what?
No, I'm not, darling.
And are you willing and able to undertake such work?
Yes.
That's good. Now, dear, give me one more kiss, and we'll pretend we're on our honeymoon.
No, we can't.
Why not?
Because, look, there's another kind of moon up there watching us all the time.
Yes, but perhaps he'll listen to reason.
No, he won't.
But he might. The river was up, and the moon did shine. The stars shone bright, it was the summertime. A boy and a girl in the peeing way cried out, Mr. Moon, go hide your head away. Oh, Mr. Moon, up in the sky, won't you tell me the reason why, tell why you shine so bright? When he and I would rather you would hide your head and let those clouds go by.
For how can we love and feel and cool when you are watching everything we do? Now can't you see that two in company we don't want three?
Oh, Mr. Moon, oh, Mr. Moon, up in the sky, up in the sky,
won't you tell me,
won't you tell me
the reason
why, tell why you shine so bright? So bright when he and I would rather you would hide your head and let those clouds roll by.
On his return home in 1917, Norworth starred at the New York Palace and then built the Norworth Theater on 48th Street. He now had a Pathé contract, which was to result in 35 issued sides. Among the first of these were two songs from his own show, The Odds and Ends of 1917, Fancy You Fancying Me, and The Further It Is from Tipperary, The Closer It Is to Berlin.
Fancy you fancy me, I can't tell what you can see, for it seems like dreams, not reality, that you should like my personality. I can't quite figure it out. I can't tell why it should be. I can fancy anybody fancying you, but fancy you fancy me. For the further it is from Tipperary, why the closer it is to Berlin. Oh, care to Tipperary far away. The other constellations is getting nearer every day. How I long to be back on the Bowery, but we'll stay over here until we win. For the further it is from Tipperary, why the closer it is to Berlin.
When I began my correspondence with Jack Norworth, he asked if I had a copy of his record of Mickey Slater, the singing waiter. This number is an example of the special material he used, and he was able to alter it over a number of years to include current hits.
Once he hit a patron with a coffee cup, you know, a non-tipper. But he has to sing his ballad as he orders chops and salad. So his songs get all mixed up as he warbles. Rather buy your baby with a plate of beans and make a two and have an oyster in that stew. Smile. That make us a happy. Why there are smiles that make us blue-faced, bacon, butter sauce, two sirloin steaks, one quart of borscht, and one little goyle, and hope, little goyle, and wait, little goyle, for a lobster broil and packed an ice, a liver and milk and a bowl of rice. There's a kid that you get from a pretty little tiny baby. That's the kiss that you get from a chicken soup, clean up the place, two cents, one, two hamburgers, steak, the white to get the thumb, the white to get the thumb. Hi-ho, a plate of hash, the white to get the thumb. Katie, beautiful Katie. You're a horse's neck and one Manhattan, a plate of spaghetti baked or gratin. He tangles up his orders and he has the patron winging. 1 minute he's a waiter and the next you'll hear him singing. In the war's great fight stand a restaurant night. That Mickey Slater is the singing waiter in the Coney Island Cabaret.
Hey, waiter, do I get any attention or don't I? Come on here, I want something to eat.
You get any attention? Listen, I'm giving you as little attention as possible.
That's all right, I don't think you come here to give me trouble. Give me my hat. Give me my hat and my coat. Hurry up.
All right, take the air, take the air. Goodbye forever.
However, he also included other popular songs of the day in his act, such as Can You Tame Wild Women? I have a tape also of A Good Man Is Hard to Find. You'd Be Surprised and Ain't We Got Fun.
Did a good man is hard to find, you'll always get the other kind. Just when you think he's your only pal, you look for him and find him fooling round some other gal. And then you pray, you even pray to see him laying in his grave. So if your man is nice, take my advice and hug him in the morning, kiss him in the night, give him plenty loving, treat him right. Because a good man nowadays is hard to find.
not no good in the house, but on a bench in the park, you'd be surprised. He isn't much in the light, but when he gets in the dark, you'd be surprised. I know he looks as slow as the eerie, but you don't know the half of his theory. He looks as cold as an Eskimo, but there's fire in his eyes. He doesn't say very much, but when he starts in his sleep, you'll be surprised. He's not so good at the start, but at the end of the week, you'll be surprised. On a streetcar or in a train, you think was born without any brain, but in a taxi cab, oh boy, you'd be surprised. I saw him making love to a girl last night, and it surprised me. It was my girl. Night or daytime, it's all playtime, ain't we got fun? Hot or cold days, any old days, ain't we got fun? If wifey wishes to go to a play, don't wash the dishes, we'll throw them away. Streetcar seats are awful narrow, ain't we got fun? They won't match up our peer Sarah, we ain't got none. They've cut my wages, but my income tax will be so much smaller. When I'm paid off, I'll be laid off, ain't we got fun?
In addition to vaudeville and reviews, he appeared in the Schubert Gaieties of 1919 and then in his own show, My Lady Friends, which played through 1921.
I want bread, a little sunshine. I want to keep away the rain. I want to drive dull care from everywhere and bring the rainbows back again. I'd like to smooth all cares and troubles and make them small and faint and few. And as for money, honey, why, the whole of the world, just you.
Norwood's final Pathé records were made early in 1921 and were released both in vertical and lateral form. He continued to write songs. One of them, My Daddy, was a takeoff on Jolson's then-current My Mammy. The following year, he made his last commercial recordings. Two sides for Emerson were released on Regal, and a few other recordings appeared on the Cleartone label.
When the storm clouds gather, we don't make a fuss, but they can never do much damage to people like us. What do we care if some have all the wealth? We got our share of sunshine, happiness and health. I said that people like us don't have to worry, for there's someone above loves people like us.
It's all on account of a girl, all for the love of a girl. You'll know there's something she can make you do, but just one smile and she'll make you jump through, all on account of
On the last selection, the pianist was Dorothy Adelphi, his new vaudeville partner and wife. In 1923 and 1924, Norworth had a new show, Honeymoon House, and when this closed, he returned to vaudeville, where he remained a headline attraction. For 4 years, he played in a sketch called The Naggers with his wife, Dorothy Adelphi, and then made a series of 15 comedy shorts for Vitaphone in a Naggers series that were produced between 1930 and 1932. In form, these are somewhat similar to the Bickerson's radio show from the late 1940s. I have a video cassette of the first of the series, which I hope we'll have time to play at the end of my presentation. In the 1930s, vaudeville, as he had known it, was dead, and Norworth found work in radio in shows titled Melody Master and Father and Son. He also wrote the Frank Crummett and Julia Sanderson scripts for 2 years. He appeared on Broadway occasionally, most notably in a fine part in The Fabulous Invalid in 1938. And at the beginning, I mentioned having seen him in Village Green in 1941. And during the war, he toured the hospitals in You Can't Take It With You. In later years, he remained active, and during the 1950s, appeared every year in Ed Sullivan's ASCAP show on television. Here's a recording of his appearance in the 1952 show.
Get back, let me root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out of the old ball game. Kind people, I would like to do just a little bragging and tell you that in my time, I have written over 2,500 popular songs. Two of them are good, this is the other one. The night was mighty dark and you could hardly see, for the moon refused to shine. A couple sitting underneath a willow tree, for love they find. Little maid was kind of afraid of darkness, so she said, against the wall. The boy began to sigh, he looked up at the sky and told the moon his little tale of woe. Oh,
shine on, hard as moon, up in the sky.
He also continued to write songs. One of his last was with a new wife, Amy.
Is that her?
No, that's not her. This is from 1955. He died late in 1959 after a 60-year career. I have not mentioned his other love, his collection of miniatures. some 50,000 items, which he displayed in New York in 1940. He also had a shop for miniatures in Laguna Beach, where he lived late in life. This is one of his prizes, a warship from the 18th century. He'd been collecting ever since he was a sailor. He used to bring the miniatures back to his father, who loved them. As a collector of miniatures, he was also very well known, and probably to many people who knew little of his career on stage. However, for those of us with an interest in popular music and theater history, Jack Norworth will be remembered as a major figure from the early years of the century up to the Second World War. Now, I don't know, Mike, do you think we have time to run that Vitaphone?
Let's do that, say like during lunch hour.
Okay, great. That's fine. I don't know if there are any questions or...
We've got a couple of seconds for questions. Anybody have any questions? You told everything that is possible
right
to know about Jack Norworth. Well, I assume the Ed Sullivan Show exists because all but two of them do exist. Does that other program?
So, although this is a recording I made at home.
Yeah, but you don't know if there is video recordings of that other program or any other programs he was on?
No, I don't know. I began with the 1956, but that was just a very poorly done audio that he sent me.
Uh-huh. Oh, he sent you that. Be interesting to find out whether, because I had no idea that he was still around to do television work in the 1950s. So that would be fascinating. I would assume that a Jack Norworth 1952 appearance is not the sort of thing that Andrew Salt would have on his Ed Sullivan retrospectives,
No. Unfortunately.
And those are the things in the Ed Sullivan archive that are the real important things. So, well, thank you very much, Alan.